Okay, friends. So today we're reading a story called 10 Little Caterpillars. It's by Bill Martin Jr., illustrated by Lois Ellhart. Ellhart, I think. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? Well, he's dressed all in green from his head to his toes. So maybe he's a green person. Are you? He is. Okay.
I'm sour.
He's sour? What does that mean?
You can eat me, but I'm sour.
Oh. Something sour and green. I wonder what that could be. Are you a Sour Patch Kid? Oh my goodness. Friends, he's a Sour Patch Kid. Better not get too close. Are you ready for your story, Sour Patch Kid? I think this is a sweet story, though. I hope you still like it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go, friends. The first little caterpillar crawled into a bower. And in the picture, we see our little caterpillar has climbed up some flowers. Okay. And this particular flower that he's on is called the wild rose. It's a cute little caterpillar. The second little caterpillar wriggled up a flower. And friends, the thing I like about this book is that it shows you all the different kinds of flowers. There's delphinium and, oh, this one is actually, its name is the blanket flower. I thought I would tell you that because you love blankets. Then there's foxglove and snapdragon, all kinds of different flowers. The third little caterpillar climbed a cabbage head. Now, cabbage is in the garden, right? You can eat cabbage. Mm-hmm. And also is winter squash. But there were some other things in that garden. A beetle and what is that?
A toad.
Very good. The fourth little caterpillar found a melon bed. And they called them that because that is where you will find a lot of different melons growing, like a watermelon or a muskmelon or a honeydew melon. Yeah. But there are some other bugs in this one too. These are ladybugs. Okay. The fifth little caterpillar sailed a garden pool. And have you ever been in a garden during autumn and seen leaves in the pool?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In this picture, we can see this little caterpillar is in the pool in the garden, but he is resting on top of some leaves, some autumn leaves that have fallen. And we can see there's an oak leaf and a maple leaf and a poplar leaf. They're beautiful because they're all different colors. The sixth little caterpillar was carried off to school in a jar. Uh-huh. And in the picture, we can see that there was a spider standing, sitting on top of the jar. I hope the spider didn't get inside the jar with the caterpillar. But then you can also see in the picture, here is a milkweed plant. And now milkweed plants attract a very special kind of butterfly, the monarch butterfly. And in the picture, we can see monarch eggs on the leaves and a monarch chrysalis. Do you remember what the chrysalis is? It's part of the life cycle of the caterpillar, because the caterpillar turns itself into a chrysalis. And then when the chrysalis is done, it opens up and voila, you have
butterfly.
Butterfly. The seventh little caterpillar met a hungry wren. Uh-oh, watch out. So in this picture, we can see a dragonfly and a grasshopper and the wren. Do you know what a wren is?
Mm-mm.
It's a bird. And the birds, of course, will eat caterpillars. But this is a very smart-looking caterpillar. Do you see what he's doing? He has found himself a thistle plant to sit on top of. And thistles are very prickly and pokey. And I'm going to guess that our friend the wren is not going to want to go stick its head down inside that thistle plant to try to get that caterpillar because thistles are pokey. And I don't think our caterpillar's going to have to worry about that wren. Now, the eighth little caterpillar was frightened by a hen. Oh, yep, because birds will do what?
Eat worms.
Mm-hmm. And caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
So you better move, little caterpillar. You don't want to get eaten by a hen. The ninth little caterpillar fell into the sea. And in the picture is a giant sea bass, which is a kind of fish. And fish also eat caterpillars. Did you know that? And worms and all kinds of stuff like that. The tenth little caterpillar scaled an apple tree. Ah, jackpot! Because caterpillars love apples and apple leaves. And this is exactly where he wants to be. And hung there, patiently. Aha, because there I can see a tiger swallow chrysalis. Do you see? That's what that caterpillar was. Or that caterpillar was actually... Let's turn the page. Bum, ba, bum. Until by and by the 10th little caterpillar. Look at this. The tree has now become an apple blossom tree. And out of the chrysalis came a butterfly. It's a tiger swallowtail butterfly. Do you know why they call this a tiger? Can you guess?
Because it's yellow and black.
That's right. So the...
And a little bit of blue.
Mm-hmm.
And red.
Yeah. The tiger swallowtail butterfly does look like a tiger. It is yellow and it has black stripes. And in the pictures, friends, you've got to check this book out. It shows us what each of these caterpillars looks like. And then what its butterfly or its moth looks like once it's done. And we can to see all the different ones. And they're beautiful. Do you have a favorite? Yeah, that yellow tiger's, that tiger swallowtail. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. No? Which is your favorite? Philip likes the moths. Yeah, they're really pretty too.
All of them are my favorite.
All of them? Yeah, me too. Well, all of our friends are hopefully enjoying this story too, and we'll go and look it up and take a look at some caterpillars and some leaves. And we will say the end.